News Talk on demand. Interruption-free audio. Where you want it, when you want it.
5:40 on Regina's Morning News. It is indeed Thursday. Great to have you with you. Great to have you with us. Sam and I have all kinds of stuff to get to. We're going to talk about 12-12-12, the concert last night. We've got a green highway initiative coming through the city, which I think is great. But Sam, one of the things that's near and dear to your heart, especially lately, healthy eating. And it's something you kind of look at me with disgust and disdain whenever you see food going into my mouth. But you've come up with a great little story here about how to eat smart during the holidays.
Yeah, the holidays can be a bit of a battleground when it comes to healthy eating. You've got all the holiday baking and treats around the office. You've got the boxes of chocolates everywhere. You've got the fancy parties to attend that are full of rich food. And of course, the alcohol. I had some time to catch up with one of my trainers at Trench Fitness yesterday, Erica Sprung. She's not only well-versed in training and kicking my butt, but she's also great for nutrition counseling and a bit of a foodie. I know a lot of people are already struggling with this, so I asked her for some tips on how to avoid a downward spiral into junk food through the season. And the first thing is, when you're picking those drinks at the bar,
yeah,
which ones are the best and which ones are the worst?
The biggest thing to avoid is anything creamy. So the rum and eggnogs, things like that, you definitely don't want to indulge in. I would recommend having more of like a white wine, vodka water, things like that. Things that are more translucent because they're going to have less calories. Anything you can have with diet soda, that's also a good choice. It's just stay away from the, just like a cream sauce, stay away from the thicker drinks.
Now, when you're doing holiday parties, some of them are served to you when you're going out for dinner, and sometimes the plates are just brought to you and you eat what you eat.
Yeah.
But in a lot of cases, like our Christmas party, it was a buffet. And when you're presented with a buffet, you are presented with an issue, especially if you're trying to balance what you should be eating with what you shouldn't, especially when the first thing you walk by is a bun.
Yeah.
And everybody wants the bun. Yeah. And usually the meat's at the end. So I asked Erica, how do you plan out your plate so that you don't end up with a plate full of carbs and nothing of real super-duper nutritional value?
Start with the salad. Build your plate around the vegetables. So get your salad, get your steamed vegetables, whatever you're going to do there. Add your proteins. And then the last thing that you should add on your plate when you have that little bit of room left is your carbs. So your buns, your potatoes, your pasta sauce, whatever you're going to be doing there. But stick to the vegetables and the proteins for sure.
So last but not least, and I've really struggled with this the last couple of weeks because everybody comes home to visit, you've got so much going on. How important is it to stay going to the gym,
yeah,
to get those workouts in, even if they're shorter than normal? And Erica said, don't skip that.
Put it in your agenda so you know Wednesday night you're going to be going to work, you're going to be going to the supermarket, you're going to be going to the gym. Put it right in your agenda, right there in your face. Set an alarm on your phone, call up a friend, see if they want to meet you. Say, you know, it's going to be really hard for the both of us during the holiday season. Twice a week, let's meet up at the gym and do half an hour of weights, 20 minutes of cardio. Make it more of a social event. Socializing in the holidays doesn't have to be surrounded around food. It's more about the relationships that you have with people.
Such a good point.
Yeah, wow. That's
so
a good one, yeah.
Looking for other tips, too, through this, the biggest one I found is when you drink too much, you don't pay attention to what you're eating. So keep the booze level down if you're concerned about what you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Keep the booze level down, because as soon as you drink too much, you probably will eat too much as well, because your willpower is going to go out the window. And the calorie count. A lot of people don't pay attention to how many calories they're supposed to have in a day. And let's just say a Christmas turkey dinner. Say you have turkey, all the trimmings, two slices of pie. You go full out. That's 4,500 calories, which is one meal and typically double your caloric intake for a day. So just keep in mind, if you're going to do that, to plan for it the rest of the day, plan ahead.
The D word is the big one, eh? Discipline?
Yes.
That's the game. Yeah. How are you doing with this?
I've been fine, but I don't have a sweet tooth. So I don't necessarily struggle with this the same way everyone else does when they're surrounded by cookie and cake and everything else. But
yeah.
I know that it is hard for a lot of people. They worry they're going to... And the studies I was reading last night said that weight gain isn't huge over the holidays. It's usually 1 or 2 pounds, but most people don't lose it. So over the years, they gain 1 or 2 pounds at Christmas. So over 10 years, you've gained 10, 20 pounds, and that's just from Christmas time.